Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Acharei Miskedoshim. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. I know somebody who a few weeks before COVID hit the United States purchased an 18-wheeler of disposable gloves. He had no idea that COVID was coming. It was just a good deal. It was a closeout. And he figured he'd turn a small profit. Little did he realize that just a few weeks later, that 18-wheeler of disposable gloves would become one of the most valued commodities out there. And he would turn a tremendous profit. He made $50,000 more than he thought that he would ultimately make. Unbelievable. So you think it was good timing, it was good luck, everything lined up properly. But the truth is it doesn't work that way. And we see that in Parshas Achremas. In Parshas Achremas, the Torah teaches us the issue of the prohibition of consuming blood. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, if a person does consume blood, they don't salt their meat like we do. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, you know what I'm going to do? V'nasati panai b'nefesh shaychel ses adam. I'll concentrate my attention upon the person eating the blood. The Nichrasa, and that person, God forbid, will be cut off from the Jewish people. We also find this in Parshas Bechukaisai in a positive way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says if a person follows his mitzvahs, his statutes, Ufanisi Aleichem, Hashem says, I'm going to return my attention to you. Vifreisi, Verbesi, Vakimaisi, Esprisi, Itcha, I'll make you fruitful, I'll increase you, I'll establish my covenant of peace with you. We think, explains Rabbi Elie Meir Blach, the Rosh Hashiva of Tel's Yeshiva where I attended as a child, says Rabbi Elie Meir Blach, we think, that the Rabbeinu Shlom, who's the CEO of all CEOs, the CEO of reality itself, he focuses on the big ticket items. He focuses on war and peace. He focuses on global economy. He focuses on all the important things that the world essentially needs, supply and demand. And then everything else kind of falls into place peripherally. So for example, during COVID, many people lost money, but other people made a lot of money. And those people that made a lot of money, it was just peripheral. It was just an after effect of the big ticket items. That's not how the Rabbeinu Shalom works. That's how human beings work. Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't have a limited attention span. Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't have a limited ability to only focus on the big ticket items. Every single tiny detail in reality is part of the Rabbeinu Shalom's cheshbon. I know this is a stretch to say, but we don't even know if COVID happened, so this fellow can make $50,000 off his disposable gloves. We don't know. But the Rabbeinu Shalom says negatively, when a person does they're not supposed to do, don't think it's going to go into the shuffle, into the pile of papers on the Rabbeinu Shalom's desk, kaviyachol. No, the Rabbeinu Shalom will take time to address it. And positively, when a person does a mitzvah, when they learn Torah, they do chesed, they daven with kavanah, whatever they do, they control themselves. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, that's not just going to be periphery. I'm going to turn whatever I'm going to do. And if I have to, I will turn over the world to make sure you get the necessary schar, the appropriate award. Let's realize the incredible power of our actions, positively and negatively, the consequences when we don't do what we're supposed to do, the incredible schar and reward that we get when we're supposed to do, and our actions will become elevated and, emet Hashem, upgraded. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos.